Are real estate wholesalers the most hated in the real estate business, right? In the business. Are they the most hated on in the real estate business, okay? Hey, my friends, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about, I have a question. Okay, I'm the one asking the question today. There's a comment that sometimes I will pull out comments from forums online, from groups online, because I feel like we can both learn some good lessons from them. So, with those questions, I ask a question. With those comments, I ask the question. And I want you to answer the question to the best of your knowledge in the comment area as well. The question is, are real estate wholesalers the most hated in the real estate business, right? In the business. Are they the most hated on in the real estate business, okay? So, let me see here. Let's see in the business, just to make sure that that's in there. All right, so here's the comment. Let me read the comment to you, and then we'll dissect it together. And I want to know what your thoughts are based on my thoughts. I'm going to share my thoughts with you as well, too. It says, way too often do I see no wholesalers. In descriptions of properties, I see marketed all over the place. And it drives me crazy, LOL. As a wholesaler or an investor, you want as much help as possible. So this person is preaching, basically advising other wholesalers. Okay, it is in your best interest to get help from others. I get that you want to cash in your whole fee and not have to split a share of it with anyone else. But that right there is the difference between many people in this field. Remember, there's no room to be greedy in this business. All right, so this person is preaching, and the truth of the matter is that this person needs to also take their own advice. Okay. The issue here is a misplaced definition of value. Okay, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, and I want your thoughts on this, right? A misplaced definition of value. Let me, you know, I think I mentioned that shortly on the last video. Value is in the eyes of the recipient, not the giver, because you have intentions to give somebody what you define as value does not mean it's valuable to the other person. Okay. The worst thing you can do in this business, in life, in relationships, is to put yourself in a position where you are giving unsolicited value. That means it's not valuable if it's unsolicited, right? Now, let me rewind a little bit. You may be giving unsolicited value, and then the person that's receiving it really appreciates it. There's nothing wrong with that. That means it's now valuable to them. So if you're really, really good at defining what value is, you will hit a jackpot like that every now and then, where you wanted to give something to somebody and the person really appreciated it. Usually it's because you're listening to that person, you're listening with your ears, you're listening with body language, you're listening to what you think, what you kind of know, you're gauging that they will really appreciate. And then you offer it and boom, they say, wow, thank you so much, because you listened to how they're moving and you understand value. So that's called market research in real business, right? It's called market research. You find out, you do some research, find out what somebody's pain point is, right? And then you offer some kind of pleasure to replace that pain, or you offer some kind of answer to someone's existing question. So you got to make sure they're asking questions, that specific question first, and then you answer it, right? Or you solve somebody's problem. So there's an existing problem. They're admitting to the problem, not the problem where they can't admit to. If they're not aware they have a problem, you have to first of all sell them on the idea that they have a problem first, and then you can offer the solution. If you're offering solution and they haven't really acknowledged that they have a problem, you will fail at that prospecting. So I see a lot of new wholesalers, rookie wholesalers, getting salty and getting angry because they wanted to offer a joint venture opportunity to other wholesalers, and the wholesaler said, I don't need you. Well, there are multiple reasons why they feel they don't need you. Chances are they are getting calls through their phone number that's on the bandit signs from other wholesalers who want to joint venture with them, or asking, can you please mentor me? Basically asking to take from them as opposed to ask how you can give to them, right? Or find a way that you can actually show value first before you're asking to even present yourself to waste other people's time. There's a lot of wholesalers wasting other people's time, is where I'm driving at, okay? For some reason, for me too, the only way I entertain a call from you, and you can call me whatever you want to call me for that, is if you are seeking coaching. And if you're seeking coaching, I have all types, over 600 videos on this channel in terms of mentoring. If you want to learn from me with respect to my mindset about how to wholesale real estate, right? That's over 700 videos, okay? Especially if you're looking to build a pipeline of leads coming into your business, right? So there's more than enough video to leverage my time, because the idea is that you can watch those videos, 700 of them, meaning over 7,000 minutes, right, of training, free training on how to do this without involving my personal time, because I have to spend time with my personal time with my family, with things I love to do, because I'm just human just like you, right? So what I'm trying to say here is that as a wholesaler, right, don't be like this guy, okay? If you'll be like this guy, when you see no wholesaler on a post, it's because their time has been wasted by a lot of wholesalers who lock properties under contract and never really bring a buyer. Instead of doing that, bring the buyer first. Stand out in the business, in the marketplace. Be that person who brings the value first. A person who posts a property, what they need is not a wholesaler. They need a buyer, an actual able and willing buyer. That's what they want. So if you're building a list of buyers, why don't you first of all share some vague information about the property to your list of buyers and see if somebody's interested. If they're interested, pre-qualify them and say, yeah, I have a property that fits exactly what you're looking for, but they already pre-qualified. So when you're making a call to that wholesaler, you're saying, listen, we're ready to go. I have a partner and we're interested in the property. When can we see the property? That's a different type of conversation than, hey, can I share your property also? We'll split money. Okay, listen, I used to do that. Stop doing that, okay? Right now, there's so many people in the game and so many people are wasting each other's time. So now you have to know how to shift with the market. Don't call people to ask if you can joint venture with them. It's a waste of time for you and that person. Ask them when you're ready, when there's an interested buyer, and say, hey, when can we see this property? Everyone is interested in that kind of call. But if you're calling before that, you're wasting each other. If you're calling with intentions, it's useless. It's basically an intention to bring value, and that's not valuable to anybody, not to yourself, not to the person you're calling. So this is a salty situation, and I wanted to point this out. So because of this reason, wholesalers are becoming more and more and more a hated group of a title. It's a group, you know, there are a lot of wholesalers doing deals, okay? But it's usually because they are not presenting as a wholesaler. They are presenting as a problem solver. They are presenting by actually bringing value without asking, can I bring value? Without asking, hey, can you give me 3 months to bring value? No, bring value first. Bring the buyers first. So when you're calling other wholesalers, do that. If you're talking to sellers, the same attitude we transcend to when you're talking to sellers. You need to be talking to sellers with the mindset of, I'm going to solve some problem. That means you prospect, you take your time to listen to what their pain point is and then solve the problem. That's called value. Keep in mind that value is in the eyes of the recipient, just like beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Keep in mind that you're the giver, you don't get to define what value is unless you have taken the time to listen to your marketplace, to your audience, to know what their pain point is, and then that's how you become an expert, okay? So, but I have a blog post on myempirepro.com/blog that really, really explains this in details and how you can apply it to your business. So go ahead and look for that blog post in the description. The link should be in there too. Now, if you're looking to build a pipeline so you don't become another nuisance in the game, basically, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, you need to grab this book and read it, okay? It's free. Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secret as a bonus as well. Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.